The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
We will read from verse 1 to 10.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Give us day by day our daily bread.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探。救我们脱离凶恶。
And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我三个饼。
And he said to them,Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me three loaves.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上。我不能起来隔你。
And he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you to you.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情持迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
第九节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Verse 9, So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，找到寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我们再读《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
《使徒行传》第一章，我们从十二节看到读到十四节。
The Acts verse 12 to 14 of chapter 1.
有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，约有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里向耶路撒冷去。
Verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey.
进了城，就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓力、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒腓的儿子雅各、奋锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。
And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, and Bartholomew, and Matthew.James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James.
十四节，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合一的恒切祷告。
Verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
我们再看罗马书十二章十二节。
Romans 12:12.
罗马书十二章十二节。
Romans 12:12.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer.
好，我们再把我们的圣经可不可以翻到路加福音十一章。
Now again, let's turn our Bible to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 11.
我们读了主的话，每一次我就记得有一个老弟兄一直这么说。
As we just read the Lord's word, and then I recall an elderly brother once said this.
他说我们实在是要百分之百的仰望主的圣灵，来把他的话说在我们里面。
We have to depend on the Holy Spirit 100% to speak His word into our spirit.
百分之百的仰望主的恩典，把他的话说在我们里头。
And 100% relying on His grace to speak His word into us.
我们早晨真是求主怜悯恩待我们，愿他把他的话，我们做出口的器皿，能够把他的话说得清楚。
So this morning, may the Lord have His mercy and grace on all of us, especially on us who ask His mouthpiece to speak His word into us.
上个主日我们真是感谢赞美主的恩典，我们有一对新人在教会受浸信主。
Now last Sunday we really thank God for His grace and mercy that a new couple was baptized at our church.
神的恩典让我们的弟兄和姊妹真是看见了光。
It is through God's grace that our brother and sister were able to see the light.
他们两个的名字呢，也本身就有光。
Even their names contain the word light.
但是主恩待他们，让他们看见了真光。
However, our Lord is gracious to them, and so they really saw this new light.
让他们接受了真光。
And then they received this new light.
今天主的恩典，主的光在他们里头。
Today the Lord's light, the Lord's grace abides in them.
我们真是同他们一同的喜乐。
And together we just rejoice with them.
那么我们多年信主的弟兄姊妹们。
Actually, the brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord for many years.
我们是不是常常有这个刚蒙恩的时候那种喜乐
？Do we still hold that joy when you first believed in the Lord?
刚蒙恩的时候那种单纯的那种喜乐的心。
The simplicity of joy when you first believed in Him.
我们是不是随着年复一年、月复一月的，我们过这个基督徒的生活
？But as the years, as the months go by, as we lived our Christian life,
我们有经历了各样的聚会、各样的服事。
And I've been through all kinds of meetings, all various services.
好多的交通，好多的侍奉。
Much fellowship, much many services.
但是我们要问一下，我们里头有喜乐吗
？But let's ask ourselves, do we have this joy within?
我们里头有多少的喜乐
？How much joy do we have?
我们里头有安息吗
？Do we have this rest within?
或者说，我们里头有多少的安息
？Or how much rest do you have within your heart?
是的，我们说我们都读了一些书。
Yes, indeed, we could say that we have read some books.
我们好像也听了不少。
And we have heard much.
我们似乎也知道了不少。
As though we seem to know a lot.
但是我们知道，知道不等于说我们经历了。
However, we know that knowing isn't equal to experience it.
经历了也不代表说我们能够行出来了。
And also, experiences don't mean that you can actually practice them.
不代表说我们能够活出来了。
Doesn't mean that we could live out God's word.
所以，这个知道是 在这个世界里面，我们说我知道啊，世界有一个最高峰叫珠穆朗玛峰。
So we know that knowing in this world means such as that we know the highest mountain in the world.
我从照片上看见它的壮丽，它的雄伟。
Himalayas, we could see the grandeur, the loftiness of this mountain.
但是你知道，唯有攀登这个巅峰的人，登上这个山峰的人，他可以把那个他走的这步路，每一步路交通出来。
But only those who have actually climbed up to the apex of this mountain could act through every step of his can actually share with others.
他可以把他登上巅峰的那个喜乐给我们交通出来。
And he could share his joy at the moment when he actually climbed up the mountain to the pinnacle.
他可以把在每一步攀登的时候每一步的艰辛困难交通出来。
And also at the same time, he could share with us as he climbed up the mountain at every step, every difficulties he had experienced.
我们属灵生命的经历似乎也是这样子。
So likewise, this is our spiritual journey.
主在我们每一个人身上都有他的带领。
In each one of us, the Lord has his own leading.
有他个人的一些经历。
Has his own experiences.
我们可以从中得到借鉴，得到参考，得到学习。
From all these experiences, we could learn or be warned.
但另一面，我们看见说，我们必须自己亲自来走这条路。
However, on the other hand, we also see that each one of us has to walk in this way individually.
亲自有这样的经历，有这样的学习。
Individually, we have to gain our experiences, have to learn our lesson.
那我们前两次提到祷告的生活就是其中一个很重要的学习，把我们带进一组的这个交通里头。
In our last two sessions, we shared that this prayer life is one of the very integral part to bring us into this kind of learning.
把我们带进一组的亲近，更多的认识基督。
Into more intimacy, more knowledge of Him.
所以恒且警醒的祷告实在是我们基督徒生活里头一个非常重大的一个事情。
Therefore, watchful and persistent prayer is such a significant vital element of our Christian living.
因为我们蒙恩日子越久，我们越知道我们靠着自己我们实在不能做什么。
Because the longer the days after we are saved by His grace, the more we know about ourselves, we cannot do anything.
我们知道我们自己的不可靠，不可能。
We know our inability and our faithlessness.
我自己在过往的经历里头，实在觉得很多的惭愧。
And as to my past personal experiences, I just feel a lot of shame.
特别在祷告的生活上面。
Especially in the rest, aspect of prayer life.
我回头看，确实是三天打鱼两天晒网的生活。
As I look back on my personal life, I feel that my life is just my prayer life is so down by fitful of occurrences.
所以外头虽然我们还是有外面的生活，有服侍，有敬拜，有读经。
So outwardly, we have this life of worshiping, studying God's word, and fellowshipping.
但是很多时候觉得里头很枯干。
However, a lot of time within us, we feel so dry.
没有一个基督徒正常基督徒生活那种喜乐。
We really do not have that joy of a normal Christian life.
没有那种正常的基督徒生活里头那个安息。
Without this rest of this normal Christian life.
所以有时候觉得这个生活好像行李如仪，行李如仪好像一个。
So a lot of time, our Christian life is just going through motions, and it has become a ritual only.
就是没有活力了。
That is without vigor.
很多事情好像是一个例行的。
A lot of things are just like routine.
所以早晨我们真是求主教导我们怎样来祷告。
So this morning we really pray to our Lord, teach us how to pray.
帮助我们从他的话语中学习怎样祷告。
So through his words that he would help us to learn to pray.
帮助我们看到祷告 代祷生活的重要。
And that we could see our prayer life and intercession, how important they are.
恒切的祷告、迫切的祷告、警醒的祷告的重要。
An importance of consistent, watchful, and urgent prayer.
尤其在这个末了这个时代。
Especially so in this end time.
好，我们今天看路加的十一章十一节的时候，第一节的时候。
Now as we read Luke chapter 11 verse 1.
我们知道在马太福音第六章主有教导门徒怎样祷告。
We know in Matthew 6 our Lord taught his disciples how to pray.
就是我们说的主导文。
That's what we know, called the Lord's Prayer.
那么在路加这里呢，大约一年以后呢，主在这里再教导门徒祷告。
Here at Luke 11, chapter 11, it's about 1 year later the Lord again taught his disciples how to pray.
第一节，我们的主，门徒看见我们的主是一个祷告的主。
And here from verse 1, we could see that the disciples knew that their Lord is the Lord of prayer.
福音书里面多处记载了主昼夜的祷告。
And in gospel books, in many places, there were records about our Lord praying day and night.
门徒看见，门徒知道他们不会祷告。
And as the disciples saw the Lord, they understood they did not know how to pray.
所以他们说，求主教导我们祷告。
Therefore, they said, Lord, teach us to pray.
门徒在这里求，他们没有求主教导他们怎样去传道。
Here, the disciples did not ask the Lord to teach them how to preach the gospel.
没有求主教导他们去怎样查经呢
？And or nor how to study the Bible.
另一方面，我们看新约圣经里面，主只教导门徒们怎样祷告。
And here, on the other side, that in the New Testament, the Lord only taught his disciples how to pray.
我想这一点让我们看见一点，在神的心意当中，在主的心意当中，祷告生活对门徒们是何等的重要。
Therefore. In the will and of the Lord and God, we could see that how important this praying is.
恒切警醒的祷告对神的家、神的教会是何等的重要。
To disciples and how vital it is to His disciples, to the church, house of God.
好，我们看下来主怎样教导他们呢
？So here, as we read, how the Lord taught them.
第二节、第四节呢，我们今天只能稍微交通一点。
Now verse 2 and verse 4, today we could only mention them in passing.
这里说天父啊，他说我们在天上的父。
Here the verse says, our Father in heaven.
这一点一开始我们的祷告就把我们带进一个父与子的关系里头。
Right at the beginning of this prayer, it brings us into the relationship between God, the Father and the Son.
我们祷告是在一个生命的关系里头。
Therefore, we pray based upon this relationship of a life.
我们祷告是在一个活的一个连接的里头。
And we're praying on the basis of this living union.
他这里说，愿你的愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
The verse goes, "Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
主要我们。为着神的旨意祷告。
God wants us to pray for the will of God.
我们说神的旨意，他定规，他做事，一切的工作都是神所做的。
We know that His purpose, His will tells us that everything is done according to His predestination.
神是说有就有，命立就立的神。
Our God is the God who says it's done, who commands and it's do fast.
他为什么要人来这里祷告呢
？Then why does he want man to pray to him？
他的旨意要行在地上就行在地上。
As he wants his will to be done on earth, so it is done.
神要做工就成了。
And as the Lord works, the thing is finished.
但是我们看见好像无所不能的神在这里把他放进一个规律的里头。
However, here we see this omniscient, omnipotent God.As though he is placing himself into a certain rule.
他要人在祷告当中与他同工。
That is, he wants man to work together with him in prayers.
好像说， 人不祷告，神就不做工。
As though if man does not pray, then God does not work.
我们再说，神能行万事，神能做任何事。
Let's say it again that God can do all things according to the counsel of His will.
但是神把它放在一个定规的里头，人不祷告，他就不做工。
But here, as though God is placing Himself into a set rule, men do not pray, God does not work.
所以主教导门徒们为着神的旨意祷告。
So the Lord taught His disciples that pray for the will of God.
圣经上说，我们都是神手中的工作，在基督里所做成的。
The Bible teaches that we are all the workmanship created in Christ.
是的，在我们这一面来说，完全是恩典，完全是神在我们手中的工作。我们是神手中的工作。
Yes, on our part, this is the whole totally grace of God that we are the workmanship of His hand.
但是因着神的恩典跟怜悯，他愿意我们与他一同同工。
However, because of God's grace and His mercy, He delights Himself in having us as His co-workers.
这是神做工的一个重大的一个原则之一。
And this is one of the extremely significant principle of God's work.
从圣经开始，神的拣选，一直到了末了，我们都看见贯穿着这么一个原则。
So in the Bible, we could see the same principle from His election of us to toward the very end of the finishing His work.
神拣选一个人，拣选一个器皿，拣选一个族类。
God chose a person, chose a vessel, and chose a generation, a race.
神不单独做。
And God did not do this alone.
真是很稀奇，我们觉得。
Isn't this so amazing to us?
但是我们紧紧抓住这个原则，就知道说，人要祷告，神才做工。
So if we hold fast to this principle, we know that until man start praying, God will not work.
人的祷告是回应神的那个旨意。
So man's prayer should be the response to God's will.
祷告是从这里神起意，神的旨意在这里启示人。
Praying is at the point that God is revealing His will to us.
所以我们可以说，第二节到第四节这里，神把他的旨意，把他的心意先启示个人，为什么要祷告，或者祷告什么。
So from verse 2 to verse 4, God is telling us, why do we have to pray, or to say, what is His will? Praying for what?
人的祷告是回应、响应神的这个旨意。
Therefore, our prayers are simply echoing, responding to His will.
不是人在这里起意，人在这里想到什么来祷告。
It's not we as men are thinking of something, then we start praying.
因为人的起义这样的事情，就算成就，在属灵的里面也没有多大价值。
So, if it's based upon our thoughts, our thinking, then even though your prayers are done, are answered, but in spiritual world, this means not much.
神要在我们的祷告当中，我们回头的回应神的旨意，这个祷告当中，我们有更多一点的明白神的旨意。
This is God's rule that as we respond to God's will, as we look back on all our prayers, we come to know more of His purpose.
我们在祷告当中更清楚了一些神的那个在他今天在地上教会那个心意。
So in our prayers, we come to know more clearly as to His will to the churches on earth today.
或者弟兄姊妹在读经当中，或许有这样的经历哈。
Brothers and sisters, maybe in your studying God's word, you probably have this experience.
我们在个人的读经生活里头，在团体的生活读经里头，我们常常经历到圣灵，我们经过祷告，圣灵在我们里头的那个亮光点，那个亮光点火他的话语。
Whether it's in our personal or corporate prayers, and we experience that this light, that's when the Holy Spirit kindled His word in His spirit.
特别有时候我们个人读经当中没有亮光的时候，我们进到团体里头，我们实在觉得这里头有膏油，有神的祝福在里头。
A lot of times when we receive the light from the Holy Spirit, and then as we enter into the corporate Bible studying, we could experience His anointing and His grace.
这里头是一个我们回应，我们里头有一个心愿意在主的里头，愿意来亲近他。
So it is that we have this heart. We want to respond to him. We want to come close to him.
我们说，我们来到主的面前，我们来读经，实在不是说来读一些知识。读一些话语而已。
So as we come to the Lord to study His word, it's not just studying His word in terms of knowledge only.
如果您给我带着一个祷告的心情，一个亲近主的那个心情，来到主话语的面前，主真是要大大赐福。
However, if you have this prayerful heart, a heart to be drawn to Him, and then you come to study His word, and the Lord will greatly bless you.
膏油真是要倾倒下来。
And anointing will be poured out on you.
我们看到。刚才读的《使徒行传》第一章那里
Acts 1 as we just read
门徒们在那里先有祷告
There the disciples first prayed
照着主的吩咐 他们在那里等候
According to the Lord's commandment they waited for him
然后呢我们就看见彼得在120个人当中站起来有些交通
And then we see that Peter among before 120 people, he stood up and he had this fellowship with them.
然后到了五旬节，圣灵降下。
At the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
你看见这个次序吗
？Do you see the sequence?
先有祷告。
First prayer.
有交通。
Fellowshipping.
等候圣灵降下。
And waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
约珥书里面那里说到，几百年前圣灵就要降下。
In the book of Joel, hundreds of years ago, it's prophesied there that the Holy Spirit will come.
但是我们看见今天教会祷告的时候，圣灵降下。
But here today, we see that as the church prayed, the Holy Spirit came down.
接下来我们看见说，耶稣怎样教导门徒祷告。
And then next, we will consider how the Lord taught his disciples to pray.
你看见第五节到第八节这里有一个比喻
Here we see a parable
你看这个比喻在这个主导文的跟那个我们常常很熟悉的祈求寻找叩门这一段话的中间
And we see that between the Lord's prayer and also the teaching that which we are all familiar with ask, seekAnd knock.
所以我们真是求圣灵光照我们来多一点思想让我们明白多一点明白主在这里要教导我们什么
So this parable is placed in between may we all learn more about what exactly the Lord wanted to teach us right here
如果我们说前面的第二节到第四节前面主把他的心意神的旨意启示在门徒的里头。
From verse 2 to 4, we could see that the Lord had revealed His purpose and will to disciples.
那第五节到第八节这里，我们说人要一个回应。
And from verse 5 to 8, we would say that man has to respond.
人回应这个祷，回应这个旨意。
We have to respond to God's will.
人祷告。为着这个旨意，为着这个启示祷告。
We should pray for this very will and revelation of God.
这个比喻我们就说读下来的字义，我们都可以了解它的字义。
Now literally, we could all understand what the words in this parable mean.
但我们从属灵的方面来思想默想一下。
However, we would like to meditate on this spiritually.From a spiritual perspective.
第五节这里开始是耶稣又说。
And here, verse 5, Jesus said to them again.
他是连着前面那个教导门徒祷告的话连下来的。
This came right down from the previous teaching of the Lord as to how to pray.
所以这个比喻不是单独分出来的一段话。
Therefore, this parable should not be viewed as a separate.Singled out parable.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友？
And Jesus said to them again, which of you shall have a friend?
谁是我们的朋友？
Who is our friend?
我们的好朋友是耶稣。
Jesus is our good friend.
是的，我们都说我们信了耶稣，我们有一位朋友。
Yes, we all say that we believe in Jesus and we have a friend.
这位天上的朋友，谁是愿意听我们的祷告？
This a heavenly friend who is willing to listen to our prayers at any time.
主在这里说到说，这个朋友半夜到他那里去，说朋友，请借我三个饼。
And the Lord said it here that his friend went to his friend saying, Friend, lend me three loaves.
他来求这位朋友借他三个饼。
He came to beg this friend of his to lend him three loaves of bread.
他们之间是好朋友。
They are good friends between them.
半夜可以去敲门的话，不是好朋友。是不可能的，是吧？
It's impossible for a person to knock on another person's door at midnight unless they are good friends.
我们的主是我们随时，even半夜我们都可以去敲门的主。
The Lord is the Lord. We could knock on his door at any time, even at midnight.
但是有一个条件。
However, there is a condition to this.
约翰福音十五章那里有一段话。
John 15, there is this this segment of God's word.
15章14节那里说
15:14
你们若遵循我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了。
If you follow my commandments, then you are my friends.
你们若遵循我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了。
You're my friends if you do whatever I command you.
所以我们当我们称我们的主为朋友的时候，
So as we call our Lord our friend,
我们求主怜悯我们，让他的话多一点的提醒我们。
So we ask the Lord to have more mercy on us to remind us this.
我们这位圣洁尊贵的朋友，
that
仁爱的慈爱的朋友，
this holy, venerable, this merciful friend,
他要我们是顺服遵循他的命令。
His will for us is to obey and do his will.
半夜说到我们的主随时欢迎我们来祷告。
So midnight tells us that anytime our Lord welcomes.
半夜说到有一个警醒的祷告。
And also speaks of watchful prayer.
也说到一个是随时可以祷告的，多方的祷告的，不停的祷告的。
This speaks of a prayer at any times in many ways and always praying.
我们中间可能在北美生活，很少经历半夜去求的这种经历。
Those of us who live in this North America seldom experience this kind of thing that you have to knock on somebody else's door at midnight.
确实，这个时间是不方便的时间。
Because this time is such an inconvenient time.
确实，这个时间是不合宜的时间。
Indeed, this is not fitting for us to do.
那这个呢，正好说在我们今天在祷告上一个软弱。
However, this verse actually points out the very weakness in our prayer life.
我们在时间上祷告时间上的软弱。
Our weaknesses are in terms of time we spend in prayer.
我礼拜一到礼拜五我要上班，没错。
Monday through Friday, we have to go to work.
礼拜六呢有家务。
Saturday, we have so many family affairs to take care of.
礼拜天我去教会一天了。
And Sundays, we go to church for the whole day.
所以没有时间祷告。
We really do not have any more time to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉得很稀奇。
Brother and sister, don't you think this is so amazing?
我们有时间做这样的服事，那样的服事。
We have time to do this kind of service and another kind.
但是我们没有时间祷告。
However, we do not have time to pray.
我自己有一些经历啊，有时候出差，哎，订机票好像要礼拜二那个机票，好像那段时间很 available， 还有票价也便宜。
I personally had this experience a lot of time as I was about to go on a business trip, and like on Tuesday that there are many tickets available and it's quite easy to get them.
哎，有时候到了礼拜二好像这样是那样是。
And on Tuesdays.However, I had to take care of things this and that.
弟兄姊妹，这不是偶然的。
Brother and sister, this is definitely not something happened by chance.
今天撒旦在祷告上的那个破坏非常的大。
Today, Satan has performed such a great sabotaging work in our prayer life.
撒旦不是睡觉的狮子。
Satan is not a sleeping lion.
如果弟兄姊妹有经历，他确实是吼叫的。
Brothers and sisters, if you do have the experiences, you do know that Satan is a roaring lion.
他确实是在遍地游行的。
Indeed, he's prowling all over the places.
他在千方百计、处心积虑的寻找可吞吃的人。
By all means and efforts that he's trying to devour those who, whom he could eat.
我们真是求主帮助我们。
We really ask the Lord to help us.
让我们在这个时代中真是能够站立得住。
So that we could stand in this age.
把我们的时间先分别出来归给他。
Set apart our time unto the Lord.
接下来这个朋友他就向他的朋友开口说请借我三个饼。
Next is a friend asked his friend saying that lend me three loaves.
这个是一个信心的学习。
This is a learning in faith.
开口求。
Open your mouth and ask.
求三个饼。
Ask for three loaves.
我们真是要在主的这里求这个生命的饼来供应我们。
And we really have to come to the Lord to ask for this loaves of life to provide for us.
而且这里更美的是它是为着别人的需要。
And something even more beautiful here is that he's praying for another person's need.
他说因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里。
For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey.
这是一个爱的关系。
So here it denotes a relationship of love.
我有一个朋友有需要。
I have a friend who has certain needs.
有很多的人有需要。
It's saying so many people have so many different kinds of needs.
今天在你我的周围有许多人有需要。
Today around you and me, there's so many people with various needs.
除非主的爱激励我们。
And as the Lord's love compels us,
我们可以看见说有太多的人，世上的人有需要。
Then we could see so many people lost that have so many wants.
我们祷告可以说两个方面，一面我们说为着得着这个神的祝福，得着能力，是关乎我们个人生命的成长的，我们祷告。
So as to the prayer life, there are two aspects to it. First, we can pray for blessings, for power, for our personal growth.
但是还有一个更高的代求，为着他的朋友在爱的里头为他代祷。
But there is a higher prayer that is to intercede for his friend's needs in love.
在圣经里头，我们看见了亚伯拉罕、摩西啊、撒母耳，这些都是代祷的人。
So in the Bible, we see Abraham, Moses, Samuel. They're all intercessors.
神真是喜悦这样的祷告。
And God delighted himself in hearing prayers such as these.
神喜悦人有这样的代求。
God took pleasure in our intercessory prayers.
然后他说，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
So the verse goes, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
我没有什么给他摆上的。
I have nothing to set before him.
这是一个贫穷的人。
And indeed, this is a poor person.
我们说，真是邻里贫穷的人是有福的。
And we say that blessed is he who is spiritually poor.
我一无所有。
I have nothing.
我家徒四壁。
And I'm so poor, right, as though that everything around me is bare.
我没有什么可以供应别人。
Nothing I can supply others with.
我两手空空。
With two empty hands.
这是我们来到主面前的那个态度。
And this should be the attitude as we approach the Lord.
我们常常说倒空我们自己。
We often say empty ourselves.
在白美这样的生活里头，白美的知识分子里头。
In the intellectuals among in North America,
大多时候我们都觉得是都是饱学知识。
a lot of times that we feel we are so learned, knowing a lot of things.
实在没有多少人感觉自己贫穷。
Indeed, not too many of us could feel that they are really poor.
但是我们看见这个人，我们来到主的面前，我们说，我没有什么可以摆上的。
But here we see this person as he comes before the Lord. Lord, I have nothing to set before my friend.
我是空手，我是空的。
Empty-handed.
我连半瓶水都没有。
Not even have half bottle of water.
我们真是要倒空啊，主的那个恩典祝福才会临到我们。
So indeed, we have to empty ourselves, then God's grace will fill us up.
所以这样的态度，他来到这个主人的面前，他求他供应他。
With this kind of attitude, he came before the Lord and asked the Lord to provide for him.
因为我们的主是丰盛的主，丰富的主。
Because our Lord is an abundant Lord.
我们存着一个卑微谦卑的心来到他的面前，
with humility,
一定得到供应。
With humility and lowliness, we come before him. The Lord for sure will provide for us.
今天你我得不到祝福。
Today, the reason that you and I cannot get his blessings,
得不到那个丰富，
cannot obtain his fullness,
其中最大一个原因，
the greatest reason to all this is,
我们觉得我们有一些东西，
that we feel we own certain things,
我们没有像这个人，我一无所有，
we are not like this person, having nothing.
真的弟兄姊妹们，我们来到主的面前，我们真的说，主，我家徒四壁。
Really, brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, we should be like a person who has nothing.
我什么都没有。
Nothing at all.
除非你恩典恩待我。
Unless you command your grace to me.
除非你施恩的手祝福我。
Unless your gracious hand bless me.
我真的不懂什么。
I really know nothing.
我真的不能侍奉，不能侍奉。
And I really cannot serve.
我真的读不懂你的话。
Nor could I understand your word.
我真的也不会传福音。
Nor could I preach the gospel.
这是我们要来到主面前的态度。
And this is the kind of attitude as we approach our Lord.
路德的美丽在哪里？
What,
路德。
Where is the beauty of Ruth?
路德的美丽是她在一无所有当中，她一个谦卑。
Her beauty lies in her nothingness. At the same time, she humbled herself.
然后那个信心。
And lies in her faith.
顺服。
Her obedience.
投靠波阿斯，他来拾麦穗。
He took refuge under Boaz to glean this wheat.
这个谦卑让他在波阿森林里得到丰富的供应。
And because of her humility, that she was fully supplied by Boaz's fullness.
而且他顺服，照着拿欧米的吩咐。
And also she obeyed Naomi's command.
不顾羞耻来到波阿斯的晚上那个麦场上，躺卧在波阿斯的脚下。
She did not regard coming to the threshing floor at night and lying under the robe of Boaz as something to be ashamed.
但是我们最终看到什么？
And in the end, what do we see?
他以波阿斯的联合带来君王，带来大卫。
The union between her and Boaz brings in the king, the great ruler.
路德的名字载入那个荣耀的家谱里头。
So Ruth's name is recorded in that glorious genealogy.
我们往下看哈，这里说，那人里面回答说，不要搅扰我，我们已经关闭，孩子也同我在床上，我不能起来给你。
As we read on, we see that person answer from within and say, Do not trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give it to you.
是多少的难阻?
Yes, there are so many hindrances.
是多少的困难?
So many troubles.
多少的不合宜的时候?
As though this time is so unfitting.
但另一面,多少时候主也延迟我们的祷告,延迟回答我们的祷告。
There are times that the Lord delayed His answer to us.
我们的祷告主一定回答。
Our prayer will for sure be answered.
如果我们在主的心意里头祷告，主一定回答。
If we pray according to the will of God, He surely will answer.
但是在经历中我们发现很多时候我们的祷告主没有回应，没有回答。
But in our experiences, many times we feel our prayer is not answered.
我们需要在信心中来明白主有他的时间表，主有他答回应祷告的那个美意。
So we have to understand this in faith that the Lord has His own timetable and the Lord answers us according to His good pleasure.
更重要，主要我们在信心里头等候他。
More importantly, that the Lord wants us to wait for Him in faith.
弟兄姊妹，有没有觉得这是很不容易学的功课？
Brothers and sisters, or have you felt that it's such a difficult lesson to master?
但是呢，基督徒的人生就是学习这个信心等候的功课。
But our Christian living is just this lesson of waiting and in faith for our Lord.
好，你看，我们看第八节，他说：“我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他。”
Verse 8, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend.
但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来，照他所惜用的给他。
Yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
我们的中文翻译呢，情辞迫切很文雅。
Chinese translation of this persistence is very elegant.
有英文翻译是不顾羞耻的求。
Now this persistence in English means that you just beg, you just ask for something, and to the point of impudent.
迫切的，不停的求。
Urgently, unceasingly praying.
好像一个乞丐一样。
As a beggar.
这说到什么呢？我们一无所有的时候。
That tells us that when we know we have nothing.
我们到了一个尽头的时候。
When we come to the end.
我可以情辞迫切。
Then we could pray with persistence like a desperate beggar.
如果我还可以做点事儿。
But if I still could do something on my own.
如果我还有点方法。
If still I have my own ways.
我能情辞迫切吗？
Will I be able to be so persistent?
所以我们看见主常常把我们带到一个地步。
And so we see that the Lord often leads us to such a place.
到了一个尽头，我们必须转眼向他祷告。
To this very end that we have to turn our eyes upon him and pray to him.
第八节的这个末了。
At the end of verse 8.
他说必起来照他所需用的给他。
He will rise and give to him as many as he needs.
我们好像看似乎看见说祷告的三个阶段。
Here, as though we see the three stages of prayers.
神起头，神把他的旨意启示给人。
First, God initiated and revealed His will to man.
然后神的百姓回应神的启示，有那个回头的祷告。
Second, God's people will respond to God's will and they pray in retrospect.
第三，神就成就这个祷告。
God would fulfill this prayer.
神成就他的旨意。
God will do His will.
必起来照他所惜用的给他。
So He will rise and give as many as He needs.
中文在这里好像没有英文那么更直接哈。
The Chinese translation of this part is not as straightforward as the English one.
你说他得到的是三个饼吗？
Do you suppose he gained three loaves of bread?
他得到很多。
Actually, he gained so much.
这个给他开门的人给他更多。
The person who opened the door to him gave him much more than he asked for.
如果地上一个至师的这位朋友都能够在我们的情辞迫切里头起来给我们。
If the selfish friend on earth will open the door and would give us something because of our persistent prayer,
那我们想想，我们这位爱我们的，我们这位天上的父，要把怎样的祝福、怎样的恩典倾倒给他的百姓。
Then think of this. This Father of ours, in heaven, how much more blessing and mercy he would pour out on his people.
所以最后主在这里说第九节到十节。
Now here we read verse 9 and 10.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock, it will be opened to you.
第十节这里呢，是转换为他们，任何人。
And in verse 10, there's a change of the seeking. Now it's pointing to everyone.
每一个人在神的恩典中，我们来向他祈求。
Everyone in God's grace comes to him to pray.
他必答应我们的祈求。
And he will answer our supplication.
这个求字我们稍微提一下。
Let's just mention certain things about this ask.
约翰福音十四章十六节那里主说他主求父。
In John 14:16, we read that the Lord asked the Father.
在十三节那里呢，他说：“你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。”这是主对门徒说的话。
And the Lord said to his disciples that whatever you ask in my name, I will do that.
这两个求字是一样的，同样的意。
Are two asks having the same meaning?
这个求是求那个有永远价值的属灵价值的东西。
We are asking something that's eternal, that has eternal meaning to it.
求那个属天的，合神心意的那个东西。
Something that's heavenly, something that is according to God's will.
所以在十三节那里，他讲那个，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西，那个好字。
Here we see it in verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, that good.
那个好不是说今天你有辆好车，有个好房子的好。
It's not saying as though saying you have a good car, you have a good house today.
是有永远的价值的那个好。
That good contains the eternal goodness.
主要我们求、寻找、叩门。
The Lord tells us to ask, to seek, and to knock.
这个比喻已经让我们看见了寻找的。能够寻见他的面。
So here this parable shows us that he who seeks the Lord's face will find him.
叩门的他给我们开门。
He who knocks on the door, to whom he would open the door.
进到主的家，进到主的心里，进到主的心意里头。
So this person could enter God's house into his purpose and into his will.
亲近主。
To be drawn near to him.
甘夫人有句话，她说：“亲近神，包括了一切的侍奉。”
Madame Guyon has the saying that drawing near to God encompasses all the services.
实在这三句话在这里重复了，讲了六次：祈求、寻找、叩门。
In these three verses, six times, ask, seek, knock appeared.
你我要心意更新而变化，查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
We all have to renew our mind to approve what is that good, perfect, and pleasant will of God.
其中有一个重大的事，就是除非你我肯祈求、寻找、叩门。
One of the very crucial points of this thing is that this can only be done.When you ask, seek, and knock.
你我在生活中可以愿意亲近神。
You and I could draw near to God in our daily lives.
所以保罗一直跟我们说到说要不住的祷告。
Therefore, Paul admonishes that continue steadfastly in prayers.
哥林多后书三章那里说到。
Second Corinthians 3, as we read.
你看一下后书，哥林多后书三章。
Second Corinthians 3。
人若敞着脸，哈，这里我们看。
18。
十五节开始看好了。
We read Starting from verse 15.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但他们心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Verse 15, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, but even to this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
很多时候帕子蒙住了我们。
A lot of times that this veil blocks our vision.
亲近主得到启示就是帕子被揭开了。
As we draw near to him, as we become intimate with our Lord, this veil is taken away.
所以他说，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。
When one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
然后呢，他说，十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。
Verse 18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
这是何等美丽的属灵的经历。
What a magnificent, beautiful experience, spiritual experience this is.
好，我们最后再看一下回到十一章。
Now let's come back to Luke 11.
十一章的前面，第十章末了。
Before chapter 11, at the very end of chapter 10.
记载了马大跟玛利亚的故事。
And the story of Martha and Mary is recorded there.
我们只看最后一节四十二节。
We just read the very last verse, verse 42.
主说的，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Our Lord said this, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
玛利亚做了什么？
What did Mary do?
玛利亚，这里记载说，玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Here the account said that Mary sat before the Lord at his feet and listening.
玛利亚在一个谦卑的里头坐在主的脚前。
In a lowliness, Mary sat at Jesus' feet.
玛利亚带着一个受教的心来亲近主。
With a teachable heart, she came to learn from the Lord.
玛利亚在安静的里头，她是坐在耶稣脚前。
In quietness, Mary sat at Jesus' feet.
多少时候，如果你我能够有一个谦卑的心，安静的灵。
So many times, if you and I have this humble heart, a quiet spirit,
来到主的脚前。
We come and sit at His feet.
来亲近我们的主。
To be drawn close to our Lord.
主一定要把那个很更大的福分要赐给我们。
And the Lord for sure will give that greater, the good part to us.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
And Mary had chosen that good part, which would never be taken away from her.
历史历代我们看见很多的圣徒们都有这样的经历，这样的生活。
Throughout the generations and ages, we could witness all this kind of life manifested among all the things.
我们求主真是让他的话能够借着圣灵解释在我们里头。
We really pray to the Lord that through the Holy Spirit, the Lord could expound His word to our heart.
让我们在这个末了的时代，真是在祷告的事上、祷告的工作上，我们能够尽心竭力。
So that in this end time, in the matter of prayers, we would really give the very best of ours.
愿他自己的荣耀的旨意不但成就在我们个人身上，也成就在他的教会里头。
So his glorious will be done not only in us personally but also corporately in the church.
好，我们低头一些祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer, please?
主，我们感谢赞美你，实在是你恩待了我们。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. Truly, you have been gracious to us.
让我们能够常常聚在你的脚前来读你的话。
That we could come often together at your feet to study your word.
我们求你的圣灵进，人虽然话有限，但是圣灵的供应，供应是无限的。
Lord, even though man's word is finite, but the Holy Spirit's work is infinite.
我们求你继续教导我们怎样祷告。
We pray again, Lord, teach us how to pray.
真是让我们经历那个祷告的喜乐。
So that we could experience that joy of prayers.
学习那个在祷告里头，真是带下你的荣耀的旨意。
So we could learn that in prayers,we could usher in your glorious will.
求你祝福你的聚会。
May you bless your gathering.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our precious Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.